Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up for you. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of thumbnail, A-B testing, something that can make or break your video's success, right? Exactly. You've spent hours crafting the perfect video, great shots, crisp audio, but then you hit publish and crickets. Ugh. That's the worst. It feels like you're just shouting into a void. But you're saying that the thumbnail might be the issue? Right. The video could be amazing, but if the thumbnail doesn't grab attention, nobody's clicking. That's where A-B testing comes in. Think of it like diagnosing a car engine. You test different components until you find the one that gets everything running smoothly. I love that analogy. So what is thumbnail A-B testing exactly? Good question. In simple terms, it's a method where you create different thumbnail options for the same video. YouTube then shows these to different viewers and tracks which one performs better. The results can take a couple of weeks, but it's all about finding that winning image that not only gets clicks, but keeps viewers engaged. That's fascinating, and it's pretty neat that YouTube does this for free now. What about those creators who might say, "I'll just guess what works"? Well, that's a slippery slope. Guessing just doesn't cut it anymore, especially with the amount of content out there. In fact, studies show that 95% of click decisions happen subconsciously. People aren't analyzing your font or color scheme. They're scrolling fast and making snap judgments. Wow. So what should creators consider when they're making their thumbnails for testing? Great point. Creators need to make sure the thumbnails are noticeably different. Different colors, expressions, angles. The more distinct, the better. If they look too similar, it could take longer to get a clear winner. Right, so it's not just about picking your favorite, it's about what resonates with your audience. Exactly, and to make that point clearer, sometimes the ugly thumbnail, high contrast, or a bit out there can outperform what you think looks polished. You just can't know until you test. So, how does this whole process work in 2026? Are there any tools we need to worry about? Alex, YouTube's test and compare feature allows you to upload up to 3 thumbnails, which it then tests out with your audience. But remember, if you want to create a few variants, make sure to save your changes. It's easy to forget that step. Totally. And I've heard smaller channels might struggle with this because they might not get enough data right away, right? Exactly. And that can be frustrating. If you're only getting a handful of views a day, the test could take quite some time. So, if I'm understanding this correctly, a quick way to enhance old videos is to test new thumbnails too? Yes. Sometimes just freshening up a thumbnail can reignite interest. Think of it like putting a fresh coat of paint on your house. It looks new and inviting, and people want to check it out again. I love that. Now, are there any common mistakes creators should avoid during testing? Alex, for sure. One big mistake is not making the thumbnails different enough. If they're too similar, the data won't provide clear insights. Plus, you shouldn't change your title while running the test. That can muddy the waters. So keeping the title locked is key to isolating the variable, right? Exactly. It's just like troubleshooting a car. You wouldn't replace multiple parts at once and expect to know what fixed it. That's a solid analogy. And what about watch time? How does that fit into this testing? Good catch. A high click-through rate is great, but if viewers don't stick around, it could hurt your channel long-term. YouTube's algorithm favors videos that keep people watching, so balance is essential. Right. So if I have a thumbnail that draws people in, but the video doesn't deliver, that could backfire? Exactly. Always check your average view duration alongside your CTR. If clicks go up but retention drops, it's a false positive. Wow, this is a lot to take in, but it makes so much sense. What final tips do you have for someone looking to start with thumbnail A-B testing? Start simple. Test every new long-form video you upload and consider retesting older content too. Audience preferences change over time, and fresh thumbnails can really make a difference. Awesome. I'm ready to get started. Thanks for breaking all this down for us, Alex. No problem at all. Remember, you've already put in the hard work creating your content. Don't let your video fail because the packaging isn't right. That's a great takeaway. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.